community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's a nice Tuesday afternoon. Look at that weather out there. It doesn't look like it's going to rain, but you never know. You never know. Fingers crossed it doesn't. Now, in the studio, we've got our regular chat now with Joe from the Brentwood Gazette. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
I wish today would have been a little bit of a better subject, to be honest with you, because this is always very, very a touchy subject, especially for somewhere like Brentwood, because we had an appalling situation happen last Saturday. And as we've just spoken about, we have to be very, very, very careful about what we say about this subject.
That's
because
right.
It's an on.
Indeed.
So I'll let you lead the way.
Indeed. So, as you were saying, Mike, on Saturday evening at around 7 p.m, a chap called Francis Nsiangangu, who's aged 31, was stabbed in the Tower Hill area of Brentwood. That's just off Weald Road. Sort of the Laura Ashley side of it. He was found at 10 minutes later at 10 past 7 by passers-by, by residents. Ambulance was called, police were called. Officers turned up 10 minutes after that at about 20 past 7. And unfortunately, it proved fatal. He was pronounced dead at the scene at 8 o'clock. Police put in cordons and they did their investigations, and they launched a murder investigation late Saturday night.
Now, I do know that they had the tent up to stop anything from being disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
They had all the cordons off, and there was all the men in the white suits there, all the CSI lot. I've seen the TV programme, that's about it.
Yeah.
All the forensic lot was there, and mm-hmm. all the that must have been horrendous for the residents, to be honest with you.
Well, indeed. They were allowed through initially, I believe, up until about 9:30. They were saying residents couldn't go through, obviously, because they had an active crime scene, I suppose, and things were still very fresh and it just happened. But after about that time, they said residents can go through as long as you stay to one side. I was there and overheard that.
Yeah.
I saw police on Sunday, so the day after the incident. They were doing door-to-door inquiries.
Yeah.
Inside the cordon along Weald Road and the Tower Hill area surrounding that.
And I presume this is going to be your front page.
Yes.
So what have you found out any more about it that you're allowed to tell us about this?
Well, Sunday evening, so early Sunday evening, about 5:15, the police said that they have arrested a 18-year-old man on suspicion of murder.
And it is only alleged at the moment, isn't it?
Yep, indeed. It's only suspicion of murder. He is currently in police custody. He was arrested from a flat around the High Street area of Brentwood. And that is, at the moment, all we know, all that the police have told us. I've been down and spoken to a few residents to see what their reaction is, and that'll be tomorrow. I've spoken to a person who knew the victim, and he's given quite... a nice tribute to him.
Yeah.
The family as well have given a statement via the police to the media, saying that he was a good boy, as they've said, caring chap, and they said that his friends told them that he was a mentor to them, so obviously a well-respected bloke, it would seem, in his community.
Do we know of any motive that we can talk about?
Well, the police have said they're looking into drug dealing.
But they're only just possible.
Indeed, it's only possible. Nothing at all has been confirmed. They say that they're keeping an open mind. And that, at the minute, is where we stand with that.
Well, that's just... It is quite shocking. quite shocking, because Brentwood is a stunning little town.
Yeah.
In some of the more of the London areas, you almost get used to something like this on a weekly or a monthly basis, but not in Brentwood.
No, indeed. I mean, it certainly it is a shock. I mean, I'm a resident myself, and as are you, and I was certainly shocked to hear about it. And I was down there at the scene on Saturday, seeing what was happening, and residents were out in the street, on street corners, talking to each other, and overwhelming reaction, and the atmosphere was one of absolute shock.
Yeah, really, I can imagine. I can imagine.
It's fair to say. And, yeah, it was a shocking situation, really.
See, it doesn't... To be fair, it doesn't mean... Because the automatic knee-jerk reaction is that the area is getting worse. It doesn't mean that, because these sort of things happen in every area once every so often. It's when it happens on a regular basis that it means that the area is disappearing. So I don't think anything worse of Brentwood for it. It doesn't mean Brentwood has got any worse as an area to live in. It's just one of those things that happen.
Indeed, as you say, I mean, crime happens everywhere.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, this can happen everywhere. This could be anywhere. Who knows what the investigations will turn up, but Brentwood is not... I mean, I don't feel any less safe walking around.
No, I don't. I don't either, to be honest with you.
Personally.
I know the police will do their utmost to nail this and get the person responsible for it. Whether it's the person they've got or not is irrelevant, but they will do what they have to do in the long run, and I wish them all the best with that. I really do.
Indeed.
Well, let's change the subject a little bit now. Move on, because that's a little bit of a heavy subject to talk about
on
a Tuesday afternoon.
It is.
We've got an X Factor.
Indeed, yes.
We have.
Indeed. It's Billericay, which is from Ramsden Heath, to be precise. Lauren Platt, who is 16 years old. She's done fantastically well, wowed the judges, and she's got through to the judges' houses stage, which is obviously very, very good. So that's where we are. So she'll
be
competing next week, I understand.
But what about, how old is she again?
She's 16.
16 years old?
I know.
And she's got through. That's just amazing at 16.
Indeed.
That's really... I mean, it gives you a lot of hope for a 16-year-old. Because you think you've got the rest of your life in front of you. And how far are you actually going to go with this?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it seems like the world is at her feet, for sure. It'll be fascinating to see how she does.
Do we know whose house she's actually going to be with you?
It is Cheryl,
is
I
it?
Believe. Yes.
Oh, I don't like Cheryl that much.
Oh, well.
I don't know. No.
Well,
no.
She says.
No, I don't like her. Don't talk me into it.
Fair enough. But from her point of view, she says that she looks up to her and that she's quite. It seems like she's Lauren has her as a role model. So that can only be a positive thing.
It can be
inspiration from the judge she's with.
I would prefer to be with Simon Cowell personally.
Really?
Yeah. It's just he's the man, isn't he? He's the man, he can open his shirt as much as he wants, I don't mind. Just like me singing and hire me. That's it,
fair
really.
Enough.
That's all you want, isn't it?
Fair enough.
Well, Joe, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us this afternoon.
No problem.
And that's all going to be in your Brentwood Gazette tomorrow.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.